You've heard the expression, a journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. For Meriwether Lewis and William Clark, that first step from Virginia to the Pacific Ocean was a letter from President Thomas Jefferson to the U.S. Congress on this date in 1803. Mr. Jefferson asked Congress to appropriate $2,500 for an expedition that he said would extend the external commerce of the United States. Today at the Jefferson Home in Monticello, ceremonies are marking the 200th anniversary of the start of one of the greatest adventures in American history. NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
In 1803, America's western boundary was the Mississippi River. St. Louis was a foreign city controlled by the French, and the vast wilderness that lay beyond was a great unknown. It was a condition that Thomas Jefferson abhorred, says writer Dayton Duncan.
He wanted to know what the plant life was like, what the wildlife was like, whether, as he had read in his books, woolly mammoths still roamed the West, whether there was a tribe of blue-eyed, Welsh-speaking Indians that were rumored to be somewhere over the next western horizon, mountains of salt, exploding volcanoes.
Duncan wrote the Ken Burns documentary Lewis and Clark, The Journey of the Corps of Discovery. He says Jefferson was an omnivore of information.
He wanted to get information about the Indian tribes, particularly about the possibilities for trade. And most of all, he wanted the United States to be the nation that found what everyone believed was waiting for someone to find in the West, an easy water route to the Orient, something that since the time of Columbus bumping into North America, every explorer, every nation had been searching for a trade route to China.
Jefferson had pushed for such a journey from the earliest days of the nation, but it wasn't until he became president that he was able to make it happen. On January 18, 1803, the third president of the United States sent a confidential letter to Congress. "Gentlemen of the Senate and of the House of Representatives," he wrote,
"an intelligent officer with 10 or 12 chosen men fit for the enterprise and willing to undertake it might explore even to the Western Ocean, have conferences with the natives, and return with the information acquired in the course of 2 summers.
Congress approved Jefferson's $2,500 request a month later. Jefferson chose Meriwether Lewis, an Army officer who had served as his personal secretary, to lead the expedition. Lewis called on an Army buddy, William Clark, to go with him. The permanent exploring company included 27 soldiers, a French-Canadian interpreter, and Clark's slave, York. By the time the expedition set out from St. Louis in May of 1804, the United States had completed the Louisiana Purchase, greatly expanding the young nation and giving a new sense of mission to the Corps of Discovery. There have been events all this week at Monticello to kick off the nation's commemoration of Lewis and Clark's journey, and many Native American tribes are taking part. Cliff Snyder, honorary chief of the Chinook tribe, who live in the Pacific Northwest, where Lewis and Clark ended their journey, acknowledges it's a complicated issue.
Now, they call it the celebration in the beginning, and we all decided that commemoration would be a better word than celebration, because not all the Indians are celebrating having their land taken away from them.
Over the next 2 years, communities all along the Lewis and Clark Trail will mark the bicentennial of the expedition. This summer, a group of men and women will reenact part of the journey. Harry Wyndland will be among them, probably not wearing the exact period costume he modeled for us this week.
The hat is a broad-brimmed hat. The fur down the center is bear fur with a deer tail on the side. The uniform is the 1st Regimental Infantry coat. Red cuffs, the white gloves are simply to keep me warm. We certainly wouldn't have worn anything that formal on the expedition.
The 2-year expedition of Lewis and Clark covered some 8,000 miles. Just one member of the party died along the way, as did 2 Indians in the journey's only violent encounter. Hundreds of species of plants and animals were discovered and cataloged. The Corps of Discovery never found its primary objective, a Northwest Passage, but did report back to Jefferson the opportunities and promise of this new land. Brian Naylor, NPR News.
And for more information on the Lewis and Clark anniversary, you can come to our website, npr.org.